Did you ever see what they would use on in a wagon to pop over horses to give the go?
Well, that was those big whips and then bull whip that they call like that the cowboys used to have, you know. That was made out of rawhide.
You use those things, did you?
No. We never had to do that at home, but most of the people that had was driving those big wagons as much as four, what they call a four mule wagon. They used those long bull whip, they call it, you know. They had a long handle on it, and that thing was about, maybe that rock or that. Long, made out of cowhide, you know. Bull whip, they call that a bull whip. With a little piece of outfit on the end, you know, that kind of sting him, you know, a little soft piece of leather or something. Hit that horse way up in the front over yonder. You know. He's up in that cart and he hit that fellow in the butt way back in the front over yonder. You know. And he hollered at him. He's driving four horses. You seen that on television, but he's driving four, yeah. Six horses.
Yeah, I've seen them. Did you ever see those big animals they would use, look like cows, to pull when they had real heavy loads, like when they were getting logs out of the swamp? Things like that, what they used.
You mean so they use that for ox? They use that to pull timber? What you mean? What do they use it for?
Ox, yeah.
Ox.
Two of those to a wagon would be
Yeah, they had those pieces of timber down there. I don't see how they didn't kill them oxes and put the doggone things on them, and they pulled with that. They had a cutting a ox shape like that fit over their neck. Put them down on that, they'd hitch them up with a, what you call them on the east, under the throat up in here. They'd pat them up. They'd pull timber out of the swamp with them cows, them ox.
Okay.
I seen them do that back at Els' place down there. They'd pull the timber out. They couldn't get in there to pull it any other way. The timber was scattered on the back of the ridges and stuff. They used ox to get in there to get that timber out to the front so they could load it on big wagons.
They just chained the timber to the ox and drew it.
They'd drag that timber, you know, to go out there and put a chain on that thing up in there, you know, and them ox would take off and
they'd
drag it until they get it to the high land down there, and they had to roll that thing up and bring it up and they run the other wagon over the top. You see what people used to do in those days for the timber, and you see what they do today. See, you can't figure how in the world they ever got by. They haul that timber, bring a log with those ox, and then they had that other big wagon with the big wheels, and it was made in the arch like that, you know what I mean? Underneath of it. And that they had to raise them things with block and tackle, you know? They go down in it. Get a hold of that big log, and you have to raise that log. You come on the east of that other big wagon and fasten it with some chain. And then take it with the mules and then take that to the mill where they're going to get it cut. Just think how much that lumber would cost, and it didn't cost any more than that. You could buy 1,000 foot of lumber down there for about $25.
Now the wheel had a hub, and then the spokes went out of the hub and fit into the wooden
rim.
And then around that was a metal what?
Then you had put a metal rim on the outside of it, just like I got at the foot of that tree right there. That was one of them rims around that oak tree. That's one of them metal rims that come off of one of them wagons. Used to use on that. It was a small wagon. That's one of the iron rims. You ever run that for concrete? I had two like that. I got another one in the back there running another tree like that.